true. Azor minayin, where's the azor, where's the lav in the Torah? Tamlet, a pasuk in Yitzches says, in Parashat Parak Yitzches, v'yez zocho le tishkav mishke ve'isha. Tu'eva hi, it's a tu'eva. So, lamadnu azor le sheikha. This is the azor for the one that's doing the action, the man is going in. Azor le nishkav, and how do we know the other man that's receiving, the one that's lying there? Azor le nishkav, he's also chayiv misa. Tamlet, a pasuk says, le'yia kodesh from Nei Yisrael. And the Yomer, Pasuk in Melachim says, "V'gam Kodesh Hoya Boritz." Also, the Cholat Tovei Seila Asher Harish. And Mashm there, it's talking about. Rashi says, "Loshim Znus." It's called Tovei Sagoyim or Mishkav Zocha Tovei. It's called a Tovei. Therefore, twice to both of them, or both of them, the one that does and the one that receives it, both is called Tovei. Asher Harish. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. This is what Rabbi Shmuel. That means a man should not live the same way he lived with a lady. And if Kori Bey should read it, Loi Tishkav, which the Bach says it means we should read it, Loi Tishochev. That's the way you should read this word. So in this word itself, Loi Tishochev, we learn out not only the one that's doing the action, but the one that's receiving it, he's also a Chayiv. It's Nazar and it's Chayiv Skila. Now, Behemoth, how do you know the Behemoth also gets Skila? The Tana Rabbanan, Ish Prat Lekotin, says Ish HaShayitin Shechoftoi Bebehema. So Ish always means a godly has to be by mitzvah. Less than that, a kotin is potter. Ish Prat Lekotin. Potter then says HaShayitin Shechoftoi Bebehema. He lives with an animal. Now, as Mashma Ben Gedele Ben Katana, whether the animal is a baby, whether the animal is a big animal, doesn't make a difference. In both cases, Mois Yumas, that you kill him. Who? The animal also. The skila, you're telling me you stoned the animal. Torah, you're telling me the skila, you stoned the animal. Maybe not. The biyachad was a mitzvah. The Torah maybe different mitzvah. Ne'emakan again. Taharoygu. See, in the pasuk says taharoygu. The ne'emalahalon ki horoy taharagenu. That we have to kill them. That's by Yair Nidachas. By Mesis. That's the pasuk by Mesis. So ma'alahalon, it's just like a Mesis. Yes, if you want to cause over to worship over the Zohar, Ma'al Ha'alam by the Mesis is Beskilam, Afkani also Beskilam. So, Lamadnu Oynish L'Sheichev, Oynish L'Nishka. So, first you told me the Oynish, the punishment for the Sheikh of the man that's doing the action. Oynish L'Nishka, how do we know the one that receives it, he also gets Misa? We have an Azorah so far, but how do we know he deserves Misa, he deserves the punishment? Talmud, the Pasuk says, Kol Sheichev in Behema Mais Yumas. He says, Kol Sheichev, anyway. So Nainu Inyan L'Sheikh, if it is not for the one that's doing the action, to know Inyan L'Nishkav, come teach us, the one that's receiving it, is also Chayiv Misa. So true, L'Mad of Hidronav Einish, the one you deserve a Misa punishment, Bein L'Sheikh, Bein L'Nishkav, whether you live or whether you receive it, in both cases, you're Chayiv Misa. Azar Minayin, with the Azar, if you receive it, it is allowed. Tamlo, the Pesach says, Uvechol Behema L'Sitin Shchoftecho, L'Tamabo. So there's a mashma, anywhere you live with an animal, you're chayif. This is nazora. So, lomadno azora l'sheichev l'nir. This is the azora l'sheichev. That you should not go into the animal. But l'nishkav minahem of the animal comes into you. How do we know you're also chayif? Where's the azora for that? L'nishkav, where you're just lying, that he comes into you. Talmud Pasuk says, l'yia kodesh from Nei Yisrael. V'yem it's also v'gam kodesh ha'yiboritz. Tibur Rabbi Shmuel. This is the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Again, from this Zeri Shov, it learns out it's an Azara for Tulevahi, any way you're living with an animal. So or any Mishka Zachi, either way. That Rabbi Kiva says, Eino Tzorach, I don't need this. Harayu Wemba, the Apostle says, Loi Sitein Shechof Techo, do not live. Loi Sitein Shchif Techo, that means, Loi Sitein Shchif Techo, don't let anybody come into you either. So it means both ways. You should not go into the animal, into the Zohar, you should not let him come into you.
Now, the Gemara says, Habu ala Zohar, Vahidi ala Zohar. Whether you go into the Zohar comes into you, both ways is a mashmois from this apostic.
Zohar into you, both ways is a Zohar, Yechayit Misa. Omer Rav Avua, Ledibu Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayit Shtayim, Shnoi should be Chayit twice. Chodo Miloi Tishachayv.
So according to Mishmor, the two separate lavim and the two different sukkim, therefore Yechayiv two chatois if you do it b'shoigik. However, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, ein Yechayiv elo achas, you only be Yechayiv one, even though you have two types, like the Zohar, you bring the Zohar upon you and you go into a zochi, do both pele machas, you only chayiv once. Why? Lo tishkav, lo tishochev. Chodi, it's the same posik, from the same posik we dash in both ways. You cannot go into the zoch, the zoch can't come into you. Therefore, it's only like one chayiv. Therefore, you only chayiv one chattis. Nadimur says, Abu ala behemah, if you go into a behemah, and the heavy behemah love, you bring a behemah upon you also, is Amra Bavua. Ladibu, Rabbi Shmuel Kontra, Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Tu Chatos, because they're two separate lavim. Chodim Eloi Sitei Shechoftecho, Vechodim Eloi Yiyah Kodesh. Ladibu, Rabbi Kiva, and Chayiv Elo Achas, only Chayiv one. Shechoftecho, Shechiftecho, Chodi, it's only one Mashmuel, it's only one lav, there's only one Chayiv Chatos.
But if you do both actions, Vasachas, like Bechad Shegei, you only Chayiv one Chatos and not two Chatos, because there's only one lav. That's not communion. If you learn it out from two separate psukim, then you, by you going into the zoch or the zoch coming into you, or it's the same pasuk. That's communion. If you do both actions, bechad sheshkoga, with one forgetting, by yichayif one chatos or yichayif two chatos. Abayi Roma, Abayi says, afilu divrei bishmuel, even kontra bishmuel, nami ein chayif lachas. No, you only chayif one time, one chatos. Why the chik siv lo yiyah kodesh? That the pasuk says an extra lav of lo yiyah kodesh. That's the Gavri Ksiv. It's only talking about a man. Well, not by the behemoth. That she says here, the Chik Siv la Yir Kodesh biznus the Gavri Ksiv. Ah, but the behemoth ain't znus. But by behemoth it's not called znus. Could the Afinu be a promise? May the Etan Zaino Mechir Kelev, the Shaykh Buloshin Kadeshis. Therefore, behind the right turn of Tunnel Yale, Leah Kodesh, Lerab Chodimusa, Avalukar Azora, Lav Mihosim. But he learns out from this person of Kodesh here, as Znus, does not apply to a behemoth. So there's no special law from here for a behemoth. Therefore, you only chayiv once, not twice. Elul Rabbi Shmuel, Azora Nishkav Minole, if so, how do we know if Nishkav, if you let the animal come into you, how do we know you chayiv then? So Moshe says, Nafkula, he learns it out, Mikol Sheikhiv in Behema Mois Yumas. So the second time, any person that lives with an animal, and Menu Inyul Sheikhiv, if you do not need it for that, you're going into the animal, we had a person before about that, is Nirinyad Lenishkav. Use it already, if the animal comes into you, you're just lying there, he comes into you, that's the Slav. The Afka Rachmon Lenishkav Beloshin Sheikhiv. It says Loshin of Nishkav, it says also Mikol Sheikhiv in Behema, it says Loshin like you're going into him. So Beloshin Sheikhiv, to teach us, Ma Sheikhiv, just like when you go into the animal, Onish, Vihizr, there's both, there's the Chiyaskila, and also there's the Lav, Af Nishka, the same when we let the animal come into you, Onash, there's a Chiyaskila, Vihizr also, there's the Lav. Yeah. Now, Hanirvul Zocha, Hanirvul Behema, both ways, whether you let a Zocha come into you, or you let an animal come into you, both ways.
Now, what's going to be if you did both these actions? Sarah Bahua, Ladiva, Rabbi Kiva, Kod, Rabbi Kiva, Chayiv Shtayim, Yichayiv Tuchatois, if you do it Bishaydik. Chodem Leti Shachiv, Chodem Leti Teshchav Tucho, two different Limudim, therefore Yichayiv Tuchatois. But the Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to know, Ein Achayiv Lo Achas, you only be Chayiv one time by this Nirva. Why? Idi, both times when you do it through another Zohar, or through an animal, are Leiyah Kodesh. You learn now from the Pasuk Leiyah Kodesh, so if it's like only one Lav, you only Chayiv once. Bayron Abayi says no. Afilu Lo Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to know, Nami Chayiv Shtayim. It has to be Chayiv twice. If you let a zocher come into you and a behemoth come into you, the pasuk says, "Kol sheichiv in behemoth mois yumas." It's an extra pasuk. So, mainu inu l'sheichiv, we don't need it for sheichiv. When you go into the animal, to the ring l'nishkav, we let the animal come into you. And the afkarach mon l'nishkav loshin sheichiv. The Torah said loshin of a nishkav when the animal comes into you, with loshin of sheichiv to teach us ma sheichiv. Just like when you go into the animal, when you live with the animal, ma sheichiv onish. For his there's an Einish involved and there's an Azor involved. I'll tell you, Af Nishkav, the same thing applies by Nishkav also. When you let the animal Azor come into you, Onash for his, you have both things on Azorah and the Einish. Avol, but, Habo al Hazochor. But if you live by an animal, but Avol, Habo al Hazoch, if you go into another Zohar, into another man, or else for Havi, Zohar or love, and you bring a man upon you, or else Habo al Behema, you go into an animal. Fei, we bring the behemoth on you. In such a case, we do both ways by Zohar. or else both ways, with both ways is the behema, then the law would be bein rabahua, both according to rabahua, bein labaya, both according to abaya, rabbi shmoel according to bishmol shita chayim sholish. So yichayiv three chatois yidigus b'shegik. So Rashi explains rabahua bo ala zochom letish tishkev. Hey, the zochalav melayya kodesh. Well, the behemah malay sita shchoftecho. Aber mishom liv le behemah le mechayi bahadei havo zochalav to mechad kronavka. So kids, according to both of them, you only chayiv three chatois. That's all. Now, for the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva shita, chayiv shtayim, you only chayiv twice. Because according to him, there's only two psukim he learned out from. Latishka both by behemah and by another, so you only chayiv two chatois. Tana Rabbanon, not like this. Not that the Bryce said this. Tana Rabbanon, Zohar, by a Zohar, like also by cutting a Godel. We do not make a cutting like a Godel. Behema, but by Behema, also by Ktana Kvidela. Where the Behema is a Ktana or Kvidela, still the person is Chayiv Misa. By Shankin, by cutting, for him you're not Chayiv Misa. So now, what does this mean? What does the Bryce mean? My, like also by cutting a Godel. What do you mean we do not make a cutting like a Godel? Omer Rav, Rav says it means to say, like also we do not make a Bias. Pochus Mben Teshonim, if the boy is less than 9 years old, it's not called a B at all. Kibben Teshonim is not like a boy of 9 years old. But even if he would come into a Godel, the Godel would be potty, it's not Chayiv Misa. Because it's not called a B at all if the boy is less than 9 years old. Well, Shmuel Am Shmuel says no, it means that Yosu Bias Pochus Mben Shalashonim Kibben Shalashonim. If the boy is under Bar Mitzvah, he's not Chayiv Misa, even though he's over 9 years old, his B is called a B. But since he is potter, since he's not Chayiv Misa, who are they, the one that he lives with, is also potter. So that's the shayla, the case where one of them is a Zohar, which is 9 years old, is the other one, that's a Godel, Chayiv Misa not. So the Mike in Mithrig, what's the Machlegastalian? Rav Sel, Rav holds, called the Yisiv Eshechav, Yisiv Enishkav. Called Lesser Eshechav, Lesser Enishkav. Any time one of them is not Chayiv Misa, because he's under Bar Mitzvah, so the other one is also not Chayiv Misa. Anyway, as long as you live, Yechayiv. So even with a Ben Tess, it's also called a Biyah. Therefore, Maisa Yechayiv Misa. The God of Lisa is Chayiv Misa. Time to go to Rav, Zachar, Bet Yishon, Yemechad, Havo, we'll start over again. We'll go over the list of Christ, and we'll start the next table, start over again. Tell Rabbon, Zohar says by a man, Loi also by cotton like a godel. We do not make a cotton like a godel. Only a godel is chayiv, and not a cotton. We'll soon see what that means. Vashkevei Zohar, only a godel, not a cotton. Vashenke and by a behemoth, if you live with an animal, also by ketan like a godel. It doesn't make a difference how old the animal is, whether it's a day or 5 years old, yechayiv. Now he explains. What do you mean, my loy also by cotton like a godel? What do you mean that we did not make a cotton like a godel? Some of Rav, Rav runs like this. Loy also bias, tochos mi ben tisha shonim, ke ben tisha shonim. We did not make a bia of less than 9 like a 9-year-old boy. In other words, the loch is like this. If a zocher for man goes into another boy, if he's 9 years old, so then the first one is chayiv. Since his bia is called a bia, you're chayiv. The chiddush says, let's say a zocher, a godel, goes into a cotton that's less than 9 years old. So I would have thought to say, maybe it still is called a bia, you're going into him. That's Rav's chiddush no yipata. That since the boy you went into is less than 9 years old, he doesn't have a shame bia. If he would go into you, it would not be called a bia, so when you go into him, you're also potter. Tremendous chiddush. That's called lo yosef bias tokas ben tesh, shonim ki ben tesh shonim. Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, in such a case you'd be chayif. Shmuel Amar just means to say, lo yosef bias, tochas ben sholoshonim, ki ben sholoshonim. It just means that the cotton himself, when he goes into another person, calls the man, he's not bar mitzvah, he'd be potter. He would not be chayif misa. But the other, here. No, you're right, I've heard. Shmuel Amar said, lo yosef right, bias, tochas ben sholoshonim, right, I've heard. Right, ki ben sholoshonim, that's all it means. Means according to Shmuel the opposite. If you go into a cotton, if he's more than 3 years old, then the godel is chayiv. Even though the cotton you're going into is less than 9 years old, so what? As long as the person you're going into is more than 3, then the godel is chayiv. But if the godel, the man, is going into a kid less than 3 years old, then he's potter. So that's the shayla. How old?
So the Maikim Mitzvah Gei, what's the Machlokes? The Maikim Mitzvah Gei, Rav Sovar called the Issa B'Sheichev, means if the Kotel is at least 9 years old, that if he would go into a Godel, his Bia is called a Bia, that the Godel would be Chayiv Misa, is Issa B'Nishkav. If somebody comes into him, the person wants to be Chayiv. But Chol the Lester B'Sheichev, any time the boy is less than 9 years old, that his bia going into a godel is not called a bia, is less than benishkov. Now that a godel goes into him, the godel is also potter. That's Rav Svara. That depends on 9 years old. Well, Shmuel Savana, Shmuel says the Chiddush here, that as long as the kid is 3 years old, if a godel comes into him, the godel is chayiv. Why? Mishkavei Ishaksiv. And this parasha of Mishkav Zocha, the pasuk ends off and says, Mishkavei Isha. That means we give it halacha like an Isha. Now by an Isha we know when she's 3 years old she's called real Abiyah. Oh, it's good. But we're talking about a Zohar.
Right, but it's got to be
like it, right, right. Since it says next to words, Mishkavei Isha, it says by Zohar, Rashi says, Shmuel Sav Mishkavei Isha Ksiv, the Zohar. Now the Isha, Bas Gil Mashonim, real Abiyah. Once a girl is 3 years old and somebody comes into her, he's Chayiv Misa if she's married. Or Mechayiv Sheikhva Misa. So the Zocha Nishkav Nami Loishana, Shmuel is the same thing. If the kid now, that a godel is coming into the kid, as long as the kid is 3 years old, it's called the Bia, and therefore the godel would be Chayiv Misa. So that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Mora says, Tani Kavos Rav, being approved to Rav. It says, Zocha Ben Teisha Shana V'Yamecha, if you have a boy, that's at least 9 years old,